The old town hall on the grounds of the Portsmouth Historical Society has had many roles to play in town history. We can date the structure from a card in the Society's collection that invited guests to the 1840 opening of the Portsmouth Town Hall building. It was built at the location of the present town hall to provide an office for the town clerk. In 1895, a much grander town hall building was erected. This older building was moved a few feet south on the grounds of Town Hall. It was converted into a stable and a carriage shed. We have one story about the building when it was used as a stable. Around 1907, the town clerk was George Hicks. When he was working evenings for special meetings, he used to hitch up his horse and buggy inside this old building. As a prank, some local youths decided to put the town clerk's buggy on the roof. No one ever admitted to the deed, and we are not sure how George Hicks got his buggy down, but we do have a picture that proves the story is true. Old Town Hall has been a useful building for over 180 years. For 50 years it served as the town hall. Then it was used as headquarters for the Portsmouth Volunteer Fire Department, and later as a meeting space for the planning board. In the late 1970s, the town offered the building to the Portsmouth Historical Society, and it was moved to the grounds of the society. Today it serves as exhibit space for large vehicles like the last mail wagon and the town coroner's hearse. Portsmouth's heritage was as a farming community, and the society's collection of farm tools is also on display at Old Town Hall. It is still a very useful building after all these years.